Straight on goal, Simon.
AFCON 2022. My name is Elozinam.
The boy Shea Wolo.
We are live at the
Ball Gecko Park.
Come on, it is electric.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Ball Gecko Podcast. I'm my eBay. And in the house, I have Shea Wolo.
I
have Kelechi Ayola and then have Naz.
Well, I'll start calling you Ayivma since you're calling my name backwards.
Okay. I mean, that'll be very
what's the difference between Ayola, Kelechi, Kelechi, Ayola?
He's very one different. That can tell you the difference. So, I mean, if you say they're calling me backwards, then that's what you're doing.
It's very different.
I don't get.
So, Maybe, what are we talking about today?
Ronaldo, Cristiano.
Exactly. Doesn't sound weird.
Messi,
Lionel.
I mean,
Modric, Luka.
Interesting. We're all going backwards these days.
Yeah. League now, champions. Wow.
No. Intriguing.
United
someone,
man.
So, what's like a certain country that
that's
we know of?
United man. Nice. Ragnick Ralph.
Please go on a bit.
All right. So, today we are talking about life before and after. You see? How we did before, after, before Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi.
The force is not strong with this one.
What wow. force?
The force, now. What a question is that? The force.
I don't get.
No, not of what we speak. Not he. How sad of such.
Well, you know, champions, I'm on another level than you guys.
Congratulations, you know. Mr. Champions.
Well, it's
and
right.
So you see.
It's all right.
So, the force first, is little with this one.
Very
little.
All, today, Naz, you are a Manchester United fan, right?
Yeah, very well.
Why are you wearing Madrid jersey?
Because it's a shirt. And I like the shirt.
It's
I
a
mean,
jersey.
But it's a really nice jersey, now.
You understand? It actually does look good.
Yeah, I mean
even at the beginning of the season, we picked it as one of the best jerseys to come out this season.
Congratulations to you.
Yeah.
Because you're hating on my other jersey, too. Again.
Which one? No, that's different. That United jersey was still is very hideous. It's one of the worst things I've seen this year.
You have not seen that Ronaldo.
I see the relationship. Wait,
which that's the point.
Maka fan, you know,
wait. Am I just being in this crossfire of ugly ass jerseys and no ugly ass jerseys? I mean, apparently they've been hitting on United's jersey.
So it's, wait, are you kidding
me?
So wait,
and then
true,
there's
no.
this ugly ass jersey right beside me, and then you were like, talking about that's an ugly ass jersey.
Why do you even have the jersey with the
that
sponsor?
Ugly
there?
Ass jersey.
It's supposed to remove the sponsor from the jersey. They don't want you guys anymore.
Yes.
What's the jersey won the Champions League, bro.
And this is not the one that won the Champions League. It's a different one.
This
jersey won the Champions
League. No, it didn't. Okay. This is the jersey that you guys wore that you lost the FA Cup and you guys thought it was bad luck.
No.
So you did not wear it for the Champions League final.
I mean,
I'm surprised
they lost
the
Cup final.
Now.
Yeah, that's the point. They lost Cali Cup final, lost FA Cup final. They now did not play Champions League final with it.
I mean,
because bad luck and juju.
Whatever, man.
Man, sorry, what's his name again? Yeah, what's going on with your jersey, bro?
It's my easy one.
Please, this is Rich coming from two people that are no longer in the Champions League.
Congratulations.
So,
Petty match.
I've joined you guys together.
You must win it too.
Man, you back.
You must win it too.
Two people.
Okay, so now you got the big guns, huh?
All right, so life after and before Cristiano Ronaldo. So,
I mean,
Ayola.
I think why are you trying to run away from what's happening?
I'm not running. I'm here, man. I'm not running from.
You know, I just go high pitch. So, guy, what's going on now?
No, I'm here.
Okay,
moving swiftly on.
In the jersey,
Ghana.
Love.
Anyways, what are we going to talk about before them?
Yeah,
before and after.
Who the best players were? What they changed?
How the Ballon d'Or list top three looked like before them? Mm. I mean, it was very weird. The last year that a separate person. Okay, no, I think when they started their madness, both of them was with Kaká.
Yeah.
Kaká was the one that won the Ballon d'Or.
Yeah, 2007.
Mm-hmm. And after then, it became a duo. Like, yeah, just
between them two. Yeah.
I think this last one is the first time that. So
no, Luka Modric actually. 2018.
They were both on the list now. After Modric, who was second?
No, they're at least, but they, no.
But neither was in the top three, though.
This has been Ronaldo was not there. So, this is the first time that there will be a top three.
No, this is not the first time that. The first time that there was a top three without two of them was when it was Barca. It was the Barca trio of Iniesta, Xavi, and Messi.
Messi was there also.
Yeah, I know, but both of them were not there.
Okay,
same time. Yeah, so.
Okay.
I mean, that has not happened consistently. I mean, it's rarely happened that both of them will not be on the list from 2007. And they were here in 2022. And I mean, finally, we'll probably get the top three without the both of them. And I'm looking forward to it, to be fair.
We might.
Yeah, I think we are definitely not going to see both of them on the list. Definitely.
It depends on what happens.
What else? I mean,
we still have the World Cup.
There's the World Cup and Messi.
I think they would have already announced the Ballon d'Or for
I think the World Cup is like
voting. They were going to move the voting because of the World Cup to after the World Cup.
So which of them looks like they are going to win the World Cup?
I mean, one is already there, the other is still struggling to get there.
It's probably not going to be there because I look at the opposition he has to face. Ronaldo is the other one we're talking about.
He's the
ghost, but to be very fair, I mean, he has I think Turkey and Italy. If he moves ahead of Turkey, then he has Italy.
Probably Italy.
It's very possible that they still make it. Is Portugal? They won the Euro now with him.
Big if, please. Even the Euros that they won, we all knew that there were a lot of rules that just favored them because in that group they're not supposed to qualify on the normal Euro standing. They draw their matches in the group and then they ended up qualifying and now as drawing some kind of funny decisions that just fell in the way of Portugal and they somehow won. They are the most undeserved champions of Euros I've seen.
Really, this is not the first time that they've won. No. Cristiano Ronaldo.
Undeserved champions of Euros.
Yeah, no, I think it was a public opinion because based on performance and their performance in that Euro tournament, there was France that was ahead of them. There was Germany that got knocked out by France in the semifinals. Those two teams were worthy winners. And I watched that semifinal where Griezmann scored the brace against Germany. And I was really like, okay, this is the final before the final. Whoever wins this is taking through. Because, I mean, Portugal met Wales in the semifinals. Like, Ronaldo scored a fantastic header from the corner. Yeah. But, I mean, you looked at that Portugal team, they had Renato Sanchez that was youth prospect and golden ball winner and everything. But that whole team was not, that match shouldn't have gotten to extra time against France. Yes.
Do you think if Ronaldo played the entire match, you know, he got injured in the first half?
I think that till today.
Do you think they would have gotten to extra time at all?
I don't agree with this.
I believe that France should.
It doesn't mean there's nothing like something was locked, somebody was
I'm not saying rules.
Senegal actually played very well in the Nations Cup after the group stages. They beat everybody.
After they did not, they were winning 1-0.
What else do you want from them?
Yes. No, they did not.
How many 1-0 did Spain do when they won the?
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Same thing Portugal did too.
Portugal's performances were not.
Senegal played how many penalties?
Okay,
it was Egypt that was playing penalties, not Senegal.
Senegal played penalties too.
Just one in the final.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean,
Egypt played three consecutive. I think that's what you're thinking.
If Egypt won this Nations Cup, I'll not call them deserved winners because I mean they had to struggle.
There's nothing like deserved winners.
See, hold on. Let me explain how I see it. So there is league whereby you play over 38 or more games or less. Yeah, you play over, and then it's your points that matters. But in the knockout tournaments, FA Cup, Champions League knockout, you know that it's just that 90 minutes or basically 180 minutes and whatever results you can get, you can defend all through Atletico Madrid style and then at the end of the day you just nick it or penalties, take it to a game of luck and then nick it. You are not better than Man City. You're not better. I mean, the year COVID ravaged the tournament, you saw Lyon beat Man City out. Clearly Lyon were better than them in that 90 minutes. But if it was a league situation, I mean even if Lyon beats Man City in that league, you don't expect Lyon to win the league over them. Lyon is, I know, a better team. But in that knockout cup phase,
anything can happen.
So yes, you give it to Portugal, you give it to Egypt if Egypt had won. But it's not like they are coming to the tournament and you're expecting that they are not to look out. Because I think it was Nigeria, Morocco and Algeria were even ahead of Egypt and Senegal.
Algeria went out in the first round.
No, I mean like before the tournament started, the people that were looked. So.
Undeserving, no undeserving. No, when you win, you win. That's what
I agree. Yes. At the end of
you said we should come and play sharp. I'm a sharp now. Ain't trouble. No, that's
like I was saying Atletico.
I mean,
that's the game.
You know, there are some people that wired to sharply to have a short burst of energy, so we have that ability to go the long run. If you come into my domain, let's just sharply play and one. I can just sharply beat you sharp. I'm all very deserving, you know. True. But if you want to play the long haul and I quickly get tired, you know, it's almost like boxing, say, if you get to a particular round.
Yeah, round 12, and know, then I mean, whoever is still moving,
exactly, is the winner about it. So I feel that's how it is. There's that undeserving champion.
All right, so back to Ronaldo Messi.
I mean, they both made their race look like a marathon because they kept on going on for years. 2007 to 2022, I mean, that's long. 2021, actually, sorry.
But there were points where it looked like it was going to be a sprint for some of them because, I mean, Ronaldo won the first one, then Messi won 4 in a row, and then it was like...
Okay, Ronaldo won 2008.
Yeah, he won 2008, and then from 2009 to 2012, I think, or 2013.
Messi swept it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, actually. Then Ronaldo came with his trippy and Real Madrid, and he also, like, cover up and...
Cut up, and then...
Yeah, it was a fantastic... It's actually a fantastic crease. Yes, I mean,
I'm looking at Messi when he came into the team, like the Barca team. It was when they had Ronaldinho and
Samuel Eto'o, yeah,
and all these guys.
Yeah,
initially, I think they sold them Ronaldinho. That was the season he became fire.
Actually, he had been fire before that season, but carry on.
There was still Ronaldinho
coming,
yeah, but he was
shadowing him.
Coming from
if you look at it, yeah, if you look at it at that time,
allow him,
he was already showing that he was going to be a better player than
so
Ronaldo.
So you want to compare the fire?
At 2008, he was already on the Ballon d'Or shortlist. Yeah, he was second in the Ballon d'Or race. He was the one who carried the team in that 2008 season. I mean, remember the match against United and
yeah,
he was the one
was
who really troubled them.
I mean, all eyes were on Messi.
And Ronaldinho did play that game, but it was all Messi. So already, he was already showing that he was probably going to be a level ahead of him.
Level ahead of Ronaldo. Ronaldinho was dominant, so.
But not at that point.
But I remember
not
the first goal
Messi
scored, it was Ronaldinho that assisted.
That was like 3 years before that, 4 years actually.
And then
2004, 2008.
You could still see the chemistry until Messi now became a man of his own. And then there was Suarez and then there was Neymar.
Yeah, all these happened in a timeline. Like, these timelines are not the same. By 2008.
You want to say something?
There's a way you just said that he basically became a man of his own. You know, like humble beginnings, and then he became a man.
Yeah, I have a question.
Just,
to ask
just think back, like by the time Messi scored that goal against Getafe, the one that he dribbled everybody, Ronaldinho was still there. It wasn't like Ronaldinho was missing. When he scored the that's 2007, 2008.
Yeah,
the time he scored the hat trick against Real Madrid, Ronaldinho was there as well.
So
he was already becoming a man of his own by the time Ronaldinho was there.
So I want to ask this question about the both of them actually. Like, I think
becoming a man of his own.
Yes.
Sorry,
My question is actually emanating from that man of his own.
You know?
So do you actually think the team is what has stead Messi to being who he is, or Messi would have reached that level regardless of team? And same goes for Ronaldo too.
Okay,
because
definitely, absolutely have everything to do with it, because
you can see him in PSG now.
Even in looking at him in PSG, he's not as bad as people think he is.
He's not, but that's not the Messi that we have come to.
He's also 34 years old now.
So he has catch up on him.
Ronaldo
somehow.
Is 37.
Yeah,
Ronaldo
congrats.
Was 35 and he was still banging.
He's not doing as much legwork as Messi.
Yes, I think the energies have changed.
Exactly.
It's not energy.
Yes, the energy
have
changed.
See, Messi cannot.
Him in
if you can, if
he's
not,
highest assist,
he's still not going
goals.
To make
yes.
the runs he's making as
exactly.
a 25.
He doesn't need
it's
to do it anymore.
Runs. He's not
now,
getting
energy.
The stats.
He's about roles in the team. He doesn't. Why does he
Messi
need to score
that many games?
Why does he need to be scoring 30-40 goals when Mbappe is scoring 30-40 goals? What's the point?
Messi has played how many matches this season for PSG?
I'm not
27.
Sure.
27.
Okay.
He has 11 assists.
Mm.
And how many goals?
2 or 3 have you?
No, he has about 8 goals.
Okay, in all competitions.
Yeah, because if you're counting only the
Messi numbers,
obviously.
Of course not. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. The team has a role to play. If you see Messi at
you can't just say it's just
PSG.
The team because
it's
so
part
at the
of
end
it.
Of so yes,
it's
no,
like,
it's part
like
of it. I'm saying it's
almost
not just
team,
the team.
Just come from up. Is that you're like saying that the Barca team was built around or for Messi?
That it was built.
He made
strength.
It. It was yes, in a way.
It was built.
See,
strength.
I was watching some videos about Messi, and then we already know how Barca is. That right from under 9, under 14, they play the same style. So you phase into it. Is this? They are grooming you for the big team. And then there were interviews about Ronaldinho and then all these guys, and they were saying they have been going to watch the under-17 play because of Messi, and then they see him play and they are like, oh, this guy is better than ever.
You know something that is funny then, about this idea of Barcelona players from under-17, under-9, they play the same way. If you look at the last few Barcelona teams, how many La Masia products have been there? So that we would say that, oh, they are retaining the same
until,
type of...
Until this season, they're not so much. Yes,
right?
Until, I mean,
we've had
this is
people like
Paulinho. Yeah, exactly.
We've had people basically signing people.
Andrew Gomez.
So can we really say that they brought up that same mentality?
And I think he was still winning it at that time. So.
Yes, he still won the best player in the world last season.
Well, true, Sha.
However, but the dominance that they have, I don't think if they weren't in those Real Madrid and Barcelona teams, it would have happened like that. Because if you look at those teams, those are some of the best teams that have ever
to be,
been.
Yes, to be the Madrid midfield is still that midfield of, I think, 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's still as effective as that.
And if you look at what they did overall in terms of like the caliber of players that they actually had, you could see that Barcelona sometimes had the best right back, the best left back, one of the best center backs,
one of the best wingers.
They always had.
It's not even that players of very
high quality.
If you go over the years and you look at FIFA XI for like 4 or 5 years, you see
Real Madrid and Barcelona.
Exactly,
players.
They just split it between themselves. Maybe it would be Puyol, who's
Ramos,
chess center back. Or Pique or anybody, then right back Daniel Alves today, left back might
Marcelo,
be Marcelo, Chet, midfield again, a Madrid player, Baka, maybe 2 from Baka, 1 from Madrid. Just keep sharing it and I get there, and then obviously 2 of them will be up front again, with whoever is the third best striker in Atletico. Sorry, in La Liga. There was a year it was actually like a La Liga team. And it was
you know, for a very long time, Spain were like number one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So do you think that dominance, do you think it actually helped their dominance on
definitely
top
to help them? Because exactly. if you're playing for something called a super team, you're thinking of the United teams of the late 2000s, thinking of the AC Milan teams.
Yeah.
Teams like that, those are super teams, the early Real Madrid teams that had really, really good players of their own. Then definitely if you're being the best player in that team, you're going to be one of the best players of all time.
True. Then away from Messi, talking about Ronaldo, how he started from Sporting Lisbon, then United under Ferguson, and then how you can see how he changed his style. It was more of the
but do you know he didn't change his mentality?
He grew.
Yeah, he grew, yeah, but he didn't change his mentality because I can remember an interview he did for United. Well, it was him.
He be the best in the world.
Exactly, it was him.
He didn't change that part of his mentality.
He knows, like,
the other part of his mentality changed. There was an interview of Ronaldo, and then they were asking him, that why did you change from the guy that dribbles, blah, blah, blah.
Yes, no, that has changed.
He became aware of the fact that you have to help the team.
Yes, what's important to football, to be fair. Dribbling as fun as dribbling, as much fun dribbling looks like, is not going to count on the scoreboard.
True.
Yeah, I mean, you're only going to
do that. It don't count like goals.
Exactly, you know? Yeah. So if you're not getting those goals,
it just counts for content.
But the reason why I personally, a Man U fan, wearing Real Madrid jersey, I think Messi's the GOAT is because Messi will give you that dribble. Messi will give you that dribble. He'll give you the touches, he'll give you the passes, he'll give everything, and he goes and assists, and everything is quality. Like, you look at it and every single time you ask yourself, you're like, I mean, how did this guy do it? You keep on asking yourself, how did he play this freaky today? How did he do this? I mean, yes, he misses a lot of penalties, which is weird. No, not a lot of penalties, but he misses crucial penalties.
Ronaldo has scored does miss a lot of
yes,
penalties.
Yes, you know, Ronaldo has even played
at the
penalties.
Point in time, there was a point in time when Ronaldo always missed crucial penalties.
Yes, and yes, then, exactly.
Usually in his Man U
four seasons or three seasons, Ronaldo has not scored a free kick, but he still see.
I don't best. Think he scored one since the World Cup.
But there was a time when that guy's free kick was...
fire. But you know why I still don't agree saying, oh, this person is better than this person. Fine, Ronaldo has, I think, 807.
Yeah, go
but ahead. he has played like 149 matches more than Messi.
He's older.
That's
so
like
old.
Three Premier
League. His career started way before Messi.
You know what's interesting is, okay, we look at this and we say, the idea, of course, is that we're thinking, okay, Messi has a better goal ratio, he has a better goals per game ratio, and you're thinking he's going to catch up, but the truth is that he might not catch up. He might not play those 149 games extra.
You know, if you the goal ratio, Ronaldo has better goal ratio if it's just goals, but if you're comparing goals and assists and then involvement in goals, then Messi has more
ratio or number.
If you divide the number of games by number
I think goals. Messi has more if you divide the number.
It's 1.3 for more. Messi, it's 1.4 for Ronaldo.
When they use maths, they analyze goals.
But if you, but if you check all you the all the goals stats together, Messi is better. Messi is more rounded.
Yeah.
Messi
more of a natural footballer.
Pure talent. This that does not mean he doesn't work hard.
This is the way that I talk about Bodmas. I'm trying to understand the valuation here.
No, you understand that the reason why I really enjoy these guys is because they started playing at a high level in their career at so very young.
Very young.
Because they proved themselves.
Yeah. That quality has been there from since stage for both of them, and it's beautiful.
And they've just gotten better.
Yes, exactly.
There are so many people that have come up and then they've shown glimpses of all this, but they don't keep up. You see, Hazard now, exactly, for example. But
I think that's one of the best examples because as a teenager, Hazard was a...
Yes.
Yo, he was toast of Europe, to be fair.
Bro.
He was literally one of those. He was one of those after the Ronaldo and Messi years, Hazard is going to take over. Neymar was on that list.
Neymar was on that list as well.
So, I mean,
that level.
But what now happened?
Life happened to them.
Not that Hazard is not a very serious person.
No,
he's like JJ Okocha.
Now, flambush kish.
No, he's like Okocha in the sense that he's enjoying himself. There were interviews about Hazard several times. They'll say before games, when people are watching clips, he'll be playing go-kart.
What about Aguero that he was missing? So Aguero in Man City, you would literally come late for training and everything, and then he's fine. And this was the other thing. He said he said something like
the worst player in training consistently.
Yes, exactly. But he said something like, you know what, find me, but when the weekend comes, I'm scoring a hat-trick and then everybody's going to smile at the end of the day. So, you know, he's so sure of that,
they can be better than they are. That's the beauty of football.
But they don't just put that effort into it.
The thing, they talk about footballers now. There was an interview I saw and there was a quote about Gareth Bale, and Gareth Bale was saying football is, being a professional footballer is like being a robot.
Yeah, actually.
In the sense that they tell you what to eat, they tell you the number of hours to sleep, they tell you where to go, when to go, what not to do.
Actually,
so it's like, so right now it's automated. Like somebody was talking about Man City, you see that they don't have any injury,
but
they recently hired a guy this season.
No, but there was a time Man City had a lot of key injuries, not just injuries.
Now they said there's a new guy they hired that tells them the number of hours that everybody has to sleep, so everybody is already in top shape right now. Footballers, I was watching an interview too, they were talking about Galactico Madrid. They said after games you see Ronaldo fly out, they'll fly out to another country. That Ronaldo and Roberto Carlos will come to training and they'll be drunk. You know Adriano now, he's the lord of those Ronaldo guys.
Potential
are
wasted, yeah.
So
no, but funny enough,
guys are messy.
Adriano was actually a model professional until the tragedy that happened, and then
he lost his dad.
And then that was the end of it.
So many people, there was this guy too that affected. A Chelsea player,
and they will still deliver. Imagine,
think of William, was William, his mother dying, it affected his career too.
Football drunk before.
Actually, no, not. Okay,
I've never been drunk.
I
can see Nazi's eyes and I know what he's about to say. And I'm like,
totally unnecessary. Please.
So really, talking about those guys. So Messi is like natural, is good, but you can see Ronaldo. It's not like he doesn't have talent too.
Ronaldo has talent, definitely.
He had mad talent. Yeah,
exactly.
Crazy.
He's so committed to his trainings, his diet.
Yep.
They were talking to him, they said, why do you work out and then you have all these six packs? And he said he doesn't even know that he's not conscious for him, that he works out because he wants to
be just routine, it's just normal to him. Yeah.
But because he realized that the stronger he is, the more he can run, the more he can shoot the ball. And then they were telling him that why was he always attaching weights to his leg. Can you imagine? They said we attach weight to his leg and play football with it. With everybody,
and then when he takes it over, you get faster.
Yes, and I'm like, this guy is mad.
No, you see,
he learned that trick from guy in Naruto, probably.
Yeah, Rock Lee.
I'm telling you.
So you see that he's a professional that understood what he needed to do to get to the best of his ability, and he knows that he's challenging the best. But one thing we should not get wrong is that Messi did not put effort in his own ability.
Messi
is talented naturally, but you cannot really tell that. I mean, this man was just there playing natural football and being the best, being an alien. I mean, doing all the magic he was doing, Messi actually puts in the work as well.
But you can't compare the... Definitely. That's the one is 37 and then can't see like a madman.
Exactly.
And then this guy is 34. I feel the major thing that is affecting Messi, first of all, in PSG, is the fact that this is a new surrounding.
Okay.
Barca is close to his heart. There was a time they said he was shot and then Barca put in...
His origin story, basically.
And then he's like everybody's child. You know where you grew up. And then, in a way, the team is around. Around him.
Yeah, but I still don't think that that's a factor in his PSG performances. Because
it is.
Did you
see him after they lost that match? The way Messi walked out of the pitch.
He's had a lot of practice over the years, so I think that's really how he works out when they lose.
I was going to call the Liverpool 4-0 again. Yeah. I mean, you could have
the actually, body language was actually
yes,
similar.
Yes, pinpoint and say that this is Messi
against Bayern. The body language
happy
was
about
similar.
The result and just walking out. So against, it's not, yeah. not yeah, it's yeah, different name. Results. Yeah.
Against PSG, I think the body language was also kind of similar. So
it's not. I'm not really sure it's a PSG.
I mean, he's probably not as happy. Or yeah. He's probably not. He doesn't feel as much at home.
Yeah.
He complained about them. There was a call. Sergio Aguero was talking about Messi. No, Suarez. And then he said Messi complained about the cold in Paris, that he's not used to it. Blah 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 blah. That's always shaking. Whatever. Mm. But I believe he will still get the best.
Is he going to be the next season? We're hearing talk about him.
Yes.
We don't have money. Please, you should just chill. You should just chill and enjoy.
You should just go.
You guys don't have money.
You just chill and enjoy.
To bring your good back. Wow.
There's no need.
You know Saudi giants, Saudi media about to buy Chelsea. Hopefully.
I'm not talking about
Chelsea. Then when they start fighting against Saudi Arabia again, you guys start crying.
I see,
hopefully they'll have finer jerseys.
Ah.
Please. coming from a team. Oh my that, god! Please don't let me rubbish man you.
When have you not done that? The song will remain hot. Don't worry. Say water is wet. Just continue.
So, who do you think was the best? The best United player before Ronaldo stepped on the scene.
Is it this season?
No, before he made his debut.
That's that time before he went to Real Madrid. I mean,
yes, no.
Wow,
that's
wow.
Before. Oh, that has to be before. That's like around.
There was still Rooney that time.
Yeah, but yes, no, but Rooney was not the best player.
He was not the
no,
best.
Rooney met him then.
Rooney met Ronaldo. So I don't know. It should be between Van Nistelrooy.
Van Nistelrooy.
I mean, there's goals that everybody keeps watching.
That guy is overrated. That guy is crap. Have you checked his numbers?
Yeah, you are a hater.
People are crying about you. You are a hater.
So I mean, you look like a hater.
We're talking about England.
Fair Paul Scholes outside the box.
Steven Gerrard. You're talking about Paul Scholes.
Always played for England. They always had to move stuff to a wing for Scholes.
You don't understand.
What exactly are you talking about?
He was overrated, bruh.
By the managers.
By all of you guys.
By all of whom? All of whom?
The people picking the team were always picking because
check they every stat. Quality. Check every stat. You okay. Never see Paul Scholes anyway.
What stats will you see Luka Modric in?
What stats will you see Xavi in?
What stats will you see Toni Kroos in?
I mean, bro, you didn't watch football. I guess
Toni Kroos was not
always in the list of best 11 players in the year.
Of what?
Top 11 players. Anytime there's a list, there's Ballon d'Or, you won't see Toni Kroos.
How many times have you actually seen Toni Kroos?
Really?
Yeah.
Answer now.
Yeah, really.
I don't know how many, but if I check, I'll show
you. You know Sergio Busquets just made the FIFA Ballon d'Or list 2 years ago.
Who is Sergio Busquets?
He's been the best defensive midfielder
for years.
Over a decade, probably before the advent of Kante.
There are several players better than him, Joe. I don't rate that guy. There's a problem with you. There was Michael Essien.
How many times did
Essien?
There was Essien, really? First of all, Essien wasn't even a DM as such to start with.
So what was Essien?
Essien was a box-to-box midfielder.
It was a DM. He was everywhere. He was playing right back too now. You don't tell me about Michael Essien.
Yes, of course, I'm telling you about Essien because that's not what he was doing. Can you compare Essien to Jorginho?
He could play box to box. He could play right back.
More about
he was center back.
But he played more as a box to box midfielder.
So what's the difference between box? What's Kante?
Can you tell me more about Essien than me?
Kante is not a DM.
No, unless he's playing for France, he's not a DM. That's the point.
Bro, you can't say this player is this or this player is not that. He can play DM if he wants. He can play.
No, which one has he played most? Which one has he played most?
Who?
Essien and Kante. Which one have they played most?
Which one did Essien play most?
As a box to box CM.
It was DM, bro.
How?
It was DM.
How?
Was how? I'm telling you, it was DM.
I'm telling you, we really was
DM.
Time out.
I mean,
both of you can set your money. Let's sharply check it online.
Yes.
Oh yeah, no.
I would like us to move on to life after Messi and Ronaldo and focus on the future of football.
This is Ball Gecko Punch.
Huge for Liverpool. Heartbreaking for West Ham.
Well, so, yes. I know where you're going already.
I mean, Mr. Kylian.
Mbappe and Haaland.
And he would have been in this list. We'll start from Dembele would have been in this list too.
To Messi and Ronaldo level?
No, I mean, he was one of the potential talents that you say, okay, this guy, I mean, no, with what he's doing.
Dembele had the type of talent that he would have been.
What's this, bro? Main position is what? You follow me, argue my case.
Wow. Everything on the internet means you are right. Not necessarily, but I mean, this eye test. And I know that Essien was a box-to-box midfielder.
It was a DM.
2 points for
what's
Chelsea
box
fan.
Box? Who is a box-to-box?
A midfielder. Box-to-box midfielder is a midfielder that has input in both boxes.
No, it's very... Hold on. Do you understand? He's asking
so
for...
So how
like,
is there not DM
chill.
In that?
Chill,
that's not DM. How is that DM?
Wait.
What's a DM? Was he an attacking midfielder?
No. So what is he?
You can only be a defensive or attacking midfielder. That's your issue. Bro, that's what you believe.
He was more of a DM than any other thing.
Nah, not really.
So what's that in transfer market? Main position is what?
I'm looking for.
Please, if we're talking about Baka, you can be calling Baka. If we're talking about Chelsea, please.
Don't necessarily. I mean, you hold on to start with. Essien did not play for only Chelsea.
Yes, where was he known?
He played for Madrid too.
How many seasons?
He played for Madrid too. Hold on. You don't understand. Like my fact stands that he played for Madrid, not that he played for like a long time. So yeah, he played for Madrid too.
For Madrid.
Yes.
And it was Jose Mourinho that took him there.
No problem. Did he? Okay. Was it in Italy too? Did he play in Italy?
I don't know.
No, he did not.
Okay. That's Montari. Yeah. So all of that.
After life
Haaland, after Mr. Ronaldo, yeah.
Mbappe, this boy in Man City.
Foden,
Mount.
Please, Chelsea fans, don't do that.
Wait, the Chelsea fans.
No, he thought we would not hear yes, when he said
because
Mount. So who?
Exactly. Called this Mount.
Bro, I saw something on Twitter like weeks ago that someone saying, oh, this new generation of footballers like Mbappe, Haaland, and especially people Saka. Like, you know, I know Arsenal fan. Like, of all young talents to call. Like,
bro,
I'm not saying
Saka is better than all your attacking.
Congratulations. But guess what?
But he won.
Yes, thank you. Yes.
I detect blood loss. Lost here.
Who is better than Mason Mount?
First of all,
that is younger. That is his age range.
Who in his team is he saying is going to be as good as Messi or Ronaldo?
That's the point. You are calling Messi. I'm saying Mason Mount.
Like, where's the shame?
What the hell, man?
Where's the shame?
What the hell? Look at Haaland is there doing Fortnite goals with Fortnite.
Shame. No.
Yes. If Haaland goes to Fortnite goals with Fortnite, what can Mason Mount?
The funny thing
is what
I was telling somebody about Havertz, and then it was like, what league is Havertz playing in? So what league is Haaland
this
playing
man, actually,
I don't get what's the point.
I don't wait. What, in German league? Yeah, yes. Yeah, start from there.
They have stopped playing the German league.
I mean, oh yeah, start.
Mason Mount is number 19 in the world right now.
Number 19
of what?
Ballon
d'Or.
That was for 1 year. One Ballon d'Or list.
Please, I need to go
number
on.
Number 19.
Go on, okay.
That was one Ballon d'Or list.
Which of your young players was on the list?
I don't know.
None of them. What's the point? What's the general point? What's the general point? Pedro was higher than him. What's the time?
Because this topic is actually...
Pedro was higher than him. What's the point?
But this topic is life after Messi and Ronaldo. So we need credible people that should be listed.
I'm not just telling about what. Mr. Mouse is already looking like he's hit his peak and he's coming back down. So what are you talking about him reaching Messi and Ronaldo
Mount
levels.
Has had injury crisis for a very
congrats
long time.
To him.
And then
as Haaland
injuries. So whatever you say,
as Haaland, as did Messi when he first started. What's
exactly.
The point
yes,
that you are trying to
was even
time with
injury
tell,
prone
bro.
At the
what's
beginning.
The point
2006. But wait, I mean, in the end of all this, do you know all of you are forgetting one other ingredient to all these things?
Okay,
cook my chef.
Exactly.
Politics.
Politics?
Yes.
No, I think
there is still politics in all this. Your Ballon.
No, you know. No, why is it more of items? Because that's why we say something like a Busquets.
Because you know that the next one will come now. They'll put one name that you will be wondering where exactly did this name
come
from.
You know the funny thing. The politics is going to come. It's going to come from this backup.
Hell, God,
they are the ones always hyping their players.
Can you not be
hold on? But
they had a generation of the best players in the world. I don't know why you are crying.
You guys are going to see.
They won everything.
You guys have enjoyed. So Spain has enjoyed.
What's the point that you're
football is coming in
the politics,
and then Mason Mount is going to prove you guys wrong.
Let's
go with the mountain and this mountain.
And all the best players are not from the home that football is coming
that's wild.
The point
but you know
last top four in Champions
hold on maybe
last top four in Champions League. What happened to them?
Hold on. So Maybe was making his list of Mbappe, Haaland, except Foden. Nobody reason was because I test we can see Foden, even if the numbers are not there yet, we can see that Foden has that talent to be in that list,
and he looks like
Messi Mount.
But man, by the time you go and say Messi Mount,
you guys have beef in Chelsea, man.
Sounds
good
like
luck
life.
To you. Gee, if I said Greenwood, you probably won't say
why
anything.
Why?
I'm not going to agree to say Greenwood. Yes, it's my player. I'm not going to agree.
What are you
watching
about?
I'm watching him.
We didn't agree for Dembele, but we allow for Elanga.
Elanga, no,
are you serious?
Look at the talent. Else? Look at the talents we're talking about here.
Who else?
Anyways, what I was saying was that Dembele looked like he was going to have enough talent to be like one of the highest supporting cast for.
I would say supporting care.
Yeah, supporting.
No.
Dembele was magic
like
in Dortmund.
Kind of
magic plenty.
Like he would have
magic too.
He looked like he would have the kind of talent.
Pepe has many penalties.
Of someone that would move up to like Neymar when Neymar was.
Yes.
But you could see that Neymar was still not the best player in that team. There was still Messi being the best. So I think that's where Dembele's
how good should we talk about Neymar's fall from all of this? Because I mean, Neymar was one of the potential when they had done.
Yeah, he just totally fell
injuries,
off the scene. He just
injuries.
Literally fell off the scene.
I think he was also not. He didn't take his career as serious as someone like Ronaldo.
Exactly.
I don't know about
it's
that.
Fun.
And he just became an actor.
How are we going to say that he didn't take his career as serious as someone like Ronaldo? He didn't intend to get injured.
He was always.
Amo, you protect yourself.
At,
I mean,
how?
Ronaldo is protecting himself.
Look at the injury that he got in
Neymar
the World Cup.
Always plays with
look
the ball.
Look at the injury that he got
you
in
know,
the World
that's
Cup. All he did was.
If Neymar focuses on numbers, he'll be a better footballer.
Neymar has so much better numbers than a lot of people you consider great players.
Yes.
True.
Yes.
Do you get? But apart from Ronaldo, Messi, maybe Zlatan, few players have as good numbers as Neymar.
True.
So why are you then saying if you focus on numbers?
That's what I'm saying. If Neymar stops dribbling as much
how?
As he does,
he's already dribbling
the same way
and getting
Cristiano Ronaldo stopped.
He doesn't need to stop. He's already getting those numbers. So what's the point of stopping?
It can be better now. There's always space for improvements. He can be a better footballer.
We don't know that the improvements will come from
we
doing
know because Ronaldo has done that.
That's ridiculous. Quaresma got more serious and got much worse than he was.
The Quaresma gets serious.
Yes, Quaresma got very serious. He got worse than he was before.
I mean,
ended up in Besiktas. So you can't really say that. That's why.
Neymar from
here.
Just
do you. He's been getting injured. I mean, so
I can't blame injury for Neymar.
It's part of it.
Yeah, part of it. But I don't think that's the reason why he did not reach his peak.
If you're going to be injured for half a season,
he's always injured.
You're going to be injured for the important half of the season. All the time.
Ronaldo said, I have this talent, but you know what? I know the person that is in front of me that I'm challenging. So therefore, after 90 minutes, 120 minutes, I'm going to go and sleep inside freezer and let my body regenerate.
At the end of the day,
I'm going to get power this night. I'm going to go.
At the end of the day,
let's go. Velvet, let's go.
If your body gets, At the end of the day, if your body doesn't agree with you, there's nothing you can do. If your body doesn't agree with you, there's nothing you can do.
I think if you're determined not to know what you're doing,
you can't.
Your body adjusts to it.
Look at Dembele.
You determine what your body
is
doing.
Look at what Dembele is doing.
Dembele is not serious too.
How is he not serious?
Do you know Dembele can never jump football?
He still would go to training and he still would
and we will get training
player.
Red eyes like he's not sleep.
The problem with
Dembele cannot juggle ball. He's not serious. Dembele is a natural talent.
Don't juggle.
Do you guys realize that all of Dembele's injuries is because of one time when he was trying to be fit when he was not fit because he was trying to prove himself to Barcelona fans and he ended up tearing the same hamstring again and that has never healed properly.
That's stupidity.
You'll be under that kind
you
of pressure.
Doctors to tell just, you, oh, do this, don't do this, do that. So why will you push yourself to the limit?
Do you think Ronaldo has never in his career said, oh, there's this injury, but I'll manage it. Let me just manage it. But his body responded in it. What are you talking about?
Ronaldo will not manage.
What are you talking about? Ronaldo played the entire Euro 2016 injured.
That's why I was crying in the final because he finally met an injury he could not play through.
He played the entire tournament injured in that same hamstring that eventually caught him in the final. So what are you talking about?
What I'm saying is Ronaldo will not put his career at risk. And know that
that's literally what he did.
That's what you're doing.
That's literally what he did. And that's not the first time he's done it.
Depends on the injury. Now,
do you think he's not serious? They had the same. It's not his hamstring as well. It's also Dembele's hamstring that is tearing up and down.
It's debatable a lot because he has doctors to tell him, "Oh, you can play through this. You can play through that."
No, some people go against their doctors all the time. Because they are that important. They feel that what they want to do is important.
Exactly. That there's no way they can miss that.
That's crucial.
They need to be there.
And you just signed for a club for over 100 million.
I mean,
you've been injured for most of that time, and then you come back, and then in the same game that you've come back, you feel a tweak. Of course, you would not want to immediately go back out injured again. You try.
At the end of the day, Ronaldo and Messi, I think it's a blessing that we got two of them.
I keep telling people that
inspired football.
We need to keep appreciating what we have just witnessed. This period of football that we have witnessed. I mean,
or what we are still witnessing.
We are still witnessing, but I mean, 2022. I'm actually put my 2 feet, and I believe that none of them will be in the Ballon d'Or this year. I mean, I'm going to.
I'll be looking forward to that.
I can call a Ballon d'Or top three that would not include any of them. I'm going to start with my Ballon d'Or African player, Mo Salah. Def. We are definitely seeing the top three. We are going to see. Lewandowski continues where he's going, and we are seeing him. Mbappe continues.
I think it depends on what Bayern does.
Yes. Bayern have won their league. I know, it's not confirmed yet, but we know that that's going to happen. League is gone for them. Champions League, they are obviously one of the favorites anytime. They just crossed on that team 8-2. Sorry about that. So, there's an Mbappe that we know is definitely going to be in that top three, top five, minimum top five.
And continues the way.
Yes. So,
I think interestingly, we're going to see.
So even if the World Cup doesn't work for Lewandowski, because I mean Poland is not a strong national team. Yeah. But he's still going to the fact that he's in that Bayern influence is going to obviously push him.
He doesn't do something fantastic.
No, but
in the World Cup,
interestingly, I feel like this is a year that people are going to really look at the World Cup and say this is our holy grail that we're going to use to.
I don't think so. The reason why I don't think so is because of the timing.
The very funny thing. I believe in this World Cup.
I think the timing is even worse. because the voting, is going to happen immediately after the World Cup.
So that nostalgia, that feeling,
emotions at that point are going to be like, ah, did you not see what the guy played at the World Cup?
Yeah, they might forget someone that is bowling in January.
Exactly.
Argentina has a stronger squad now. All these young guys, you mean older Argentina squads?
All the attackers are 30 plus now.
But I feel Messi.
Really. I think Julian Alvarez as well.
And yeah, okay, and Lautaro Martinez. Okay, yeah.
And then this their goalkeeper. This guy.
Martinez.
Yes. I believe Messi is going to show fire in this World Cup.
World Cup, but not necessarily top three. Ballon d'Or at the end of the year.
You'll be shocked.
If Argentina find a way to win
the World Cup, definitely
Messi. You know what I would love? I would love for Argentina to win the World Cup and for Messi to not even play a single game because people are going to cry.
How would that happen? But I mean, that would be beautiful. That would be beautiful. But I mean, Messi fans would hate it so much.
They would love it so much.
That he's not playing at the
Do you know what he's done for Argentina all these years and they've not won? Then they should now win without him doing anything.
So they believe that they can do without him.
No. This will be the crowning effort. Just the way when they won the 2016 Euros without somebody.
Ronaldo in final.
It was like, and people were like, but this guy didn't even play the final. People were like, hey, we don't care.
Yeah,
but Messi fans too will not care at all.
But on that note, I mean, I am of the opinion that we're not seeing them in Ballon d'Or. And this is the end of their reign. Next year, we'll not even be talking about Messi.
Two years back to back, none of them quarterfinal champions.
I mean, that already like signaled the end of their reign. The only reason why
we're not talking about Ronaldo is because he went to Manchester United.
Juventus, we're talking about him.
He was out of the round of 16 in Juventus as well. He won a trophy at the end of the day.
But now, no trophy.
I was wondering where this went to. So let loose, come on.
No, let it loose.
I was wondering when I was going to hear why we did.
You guys are ruining Ronaldo's career, but
who is ruining his career?
We started it for him, so. You can end it once.
Okay, guys. I mean, this can just be the end of our conversation today. I mean, I don't know if we are all on the same page by saying this is the end of their reign. And
nah, this is not.
For you me, don't believe that is the end.
Do you think there's still going to be something in 2023?
Yes.
For who?
Yes.
For whom?
For both of them.
Shay, do you think there's any chance for any of them?
There's still a struggle, if you ask me.
The others have to be dominant because I mean,
it's a new race out there. There's a bunch of new people.
Obviously, if they're not dominating,
they'll still go to Qatar.
But you know, with the hard work that I see Ronaldo puts in from time to time, he just might. You can never say if maybe, you know, what they call it, Barca can get some more money and Messi goes back home.
We don't want. It's not by force. We don't want.
Well, let's see how it goes. I think you can never say it's the human mind. You could just decide, they can just decide to chance everybody again.
All right. So it was nice discussing with men and shouting and raising our voice.
You knew that you were doing that.
I mean, at least it's
football now.
We didn't try that's what that
content. Are you sure you didn't catch any?
Didn't have a video up for Tron.
Now, wow,
yeah, at one point in time, I actually thought he was going to throw out
totally.
You know, when he tried to talk that, he said, oh, this guy, your attackers, nobody.
Everyone was talking about that mount, I'll be this mount.
Yeah, all right, so listen to
say it now. You can even say it to Yoruba if I'm it's all be fine.
So, it was nice hanging out with you on this episode. We hope you listen to the next one, and then you can search for Ball Gecko on any of your listening platforms. Catch ya!
And on social media,
Lira.
Straight on goal, Simon!
AFCON
2022.
My name is Elozinam.
Your boy, Shia Wolo.
We are live at the Ball Gecko Podcast.
Come on, it is electric!